It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Each year, thousands of diet books are available, published by doctors and chiropractors, nutritionists, fitness trainers, pharmacists, educators, you name it. Diet books are never-ending on the bestseller list, right? And every week, a new one seems to capture the public's interest. Right now, the hottest books out there is the 2020 diet, the green smoothie juice diet. You know, there are hundreds of paleo diets. You know, the eat to live diet, the adrenal reset, the Mediterranean zone. I mean, ketogenic, Atkins, there's so many different types of diets. I can go on and on about it. And with so many different programs, we all have so much confusion and we get lost on which one is best for us. We all want to know which one is going to help us regain our energy and help us lose that extra fat around our waist, get rid of that brain fog and increase our memory and basically live the healthiest life free of diseases and chronic illnesses. So today on Nature's Secrets, I'm going to go over some of the most popular diets and help you weed through them and give you some guidance on what might be the best choice for you to improve you and your family's health. So when you look at all these diets, and I've read hundreds, because it's my industry, I'm very interested in helping all of you figure out what's the best one. They pretty much fall under four categories. Number one, they fall under the paleo or the hunter-gatherer diet. And in that paleo hunter-gatherer diet, there's also a category that I call the modified paleo diet. And so what is basically paleo? You eat mainly proteins, animal proteins, as well as vegetable proteins, but mainly animal proteins, lots of fats, and then, of course, moderate levels of lots of veggies, too. So in this diet, we're going to be removing the dairy, the gluten, the grains, and the beans. Now, a modified diet, modified paleo is where you add some of the extra carbohydrates. I work with the modified diet because most of my patients come into my office completely adrenally exhausted. And what I mean by that, they're wired and tired. You can't sleep because you've got anxiety and insomnia. You've got problems with fatigue and don't have any brain fog. So when I use the modified paleo diet, it actually enhances and balances out your blood sugar level. So what are these diets we're talking about? The paleo, the primal blueprint, the practical paleo against the grain, wheat belly, nom nom paleo. I love that name, nom nom paleo. And then there's the modified paleo, such as the 7-Day Allergy Makeover. That's my book. The Virgin Diet, the Bulletproof Diet. So those, that's the paleo that we're talking about. The second type of books that are available are the ketogenic diets. The ketogenic diets are very high in fats, and these diets include the Atkins, the low carbohydrate diet, the ketogenic for epilepsy diet, the ketogenic diet book, the KMD or the ketogenic Mediterranean diet. All of these diet books have a percentage. You want to have a high level of 70% to 75% of calories from fat. That's really high, right? And then they have about 20 to 25% from proteins, and then they only recommend 5 to 10% of carbohydrates in every day on a daily basis. Now, why fat, high fat, and moderate proteins? What they're saying is that when you do have high fats, then it has less effect on your blood sugar level and insulin level. So this may be really good for someone who might be a diabetic. But also, what they're finding is that the protein level, it also helps with stabilization of blood sugar. Now, if you eat too much protein, that's not good. But ultimately, what you're doing with a high-fat diet is, because it's very low in carbohydrates, it's going to put you in a position of ketosis. Ketosis, which is where you just burn fat. And that can be a problem, because if you've got issues regarding high ketones, which is what causes ketosis, high ketone buildup, you might have dehydration and it can affect your blood sugar level. And your blood blood products. So the third type is the allergy-free diet or the anti-inflammatory diet, where you reduce inflammation and heal diseases such as diabetes and irritable bowel syndrome, heart disease, Alzheimer's, autoimmune conditions. And that my book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, is specifically allergy-free and anti-inflammatory. But so is the WALS protocol, the specific carbohydrate diet, FODMAP, Grain Brain, the adrenal reset diet, the heart, 30-day heart tune-up, the Hashimoto diet, the autoimmune protocol. Now, these are all written for specific health conditions, but particularly to reduce the inflammation. And when you reduce the inflammation by getting rid of the toxic foods such as dairy, sugar, gluten, alcohol, you know, all of that, then you end up reducing inflammatory reactions and you end up feeling much better. The last one is the nutrient-dense diet, where there's mainly vegetarian or vegan. It's very low in animal protein, high in vegetables and fruits, and moderate levels of fats. And that includes Eat to Live by Joel Foreman, Thrive, The Diet for a New America, The Superfoods Diet, The Raw Food Diet, The Alkaline Diet, and The Cancer Fighting Diets. These, the China Study, that's all more vegetarian. But my problem about that is that there's not enough protein, and you will lose muscle mass. And when you lose muscle mass, there's a condition called sarcopenia, adult onset muscle atrophy, and this is not healthy for you, because once you get sarcopenia, then you lose your mitochondria. 10% of our body mass is made of mitochondria, our powerhouses, and you need that for your brain to function. You need that for your adrenals, your thyroid, your liver to be able to cleanse. You need that for energy every single day. So to me, being on the vegan and vegetarian is not what I call the healthy diet. But a nutrient-dense diet is great, because nutrient-dense meaning where you incorporate that with protein, that is awesome. You know, one of my other segments, I talked about how after I read the book Diet for a New America in 1989, I literally stopped eating animal meat because I was so saddened by how the cows and the cattle and the chickens were taken care of in our country. And I found out, but very quickly, my hair fell out, my nails started peeling, I gained 10 pounds, lost muscle mass, and I got really depressed and had insomnia, and I couldn't sleep. So basically, all of those symptoms was for protein deficiency. So that's something that I decided I cannot do. And what I do now is I eat grass-fed, grass-finished meats and free-range chickens, you know, organic, and I get all my meats from U.S. Wellness Meats, Novi Ranch, and Alder Springs. You can get this all online. So what are we to do? I mean, I gave you so many different types of books, but I'm going to tell you what I did. I actually put it all together so that we can get a synthesis of all of the best information of all of these books, and I call it the Ultimate Wellness for Life Food Checklist. So I've created a complimentary list here. You can go to drsuzanne.com/UW checklist. Dr. Suzanne, and that's drsuzanne.com/UW for Ultimate Wellness, UW checklist. And when you do that, you will be able to get a downloadable. It's a great piece of resource for you. And I have all of the vegetables, which ones to eat, all of the fruits, all the fats, all the proteins, and all the herbs and foods that you know you want to eat, but what the ones that you don't want to eat. In fact, there's about 39 to 40 different fruits and vegetables that I recommend people not to eat, because if you do eat those fruits and vegetables, you're going to get bloated, you'll get inflammation, you'll feed the candida and the bacteria in your body. I really made it easy for you. I synthesized the best parts, and so that you can increase your energy and lose that extra fat around your waist. You can get rid of the belly bloat, improve your microbiome, digest your foods better, get deeper sleep, and better mental quality. So by following the Ultimate Wellness for Life Food Checklist, you can definitely get better health. So it's drsuzanne.com/UW checklist. Until then, thank you so much. I'll see you on Wellness for Life Radio MD. Stay well, everyone.